Your Excellency, you are very welcome again to Northern Ireland.
Thank you.
How has it been for you so far?
Well, it has been a very interesting visit to begin with. And to me, it has been an eye-opener. Because the first day of our tour, we were taken around, you know, the city of Belfast, and especially in the suburbs. And to my surprise, you know, I was shocked to see that people, yeah, still live in barricaded homes, you know, barriers, walls, and the reason being, you know, they are divided ethnically here, see, there are those and us, you know. So that has disappointed me. And you won't believe this, I was depressed, you know, almost for the whole day when I saw that. I said, what is going on here? I never expected that, you know, a developed country in Europe, the way they live here.
Your Excellency, when you say you were depressed,
I was.
We are thinking about the Zanzibar political situation that is still very much conflicted.
Yeah.
How could you say that in the face of that?
What is happening
situation
in Zanzibar?
Yes. Sir.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing. Yes. We have our political differences in Zanzibar, but we don't live under barricaded homesteads like that, you know, between those and us. We still live together. We still mix
Christians
together.
And Muslims aside.
No. In Zanzibar, we don't have any religious conflicts there. See, we have a population, a sizable population of Christians. We have Hindus. The majority, of course, are Muslims. But again, the people of Zanzibar have always lived together. Muslims, Christians, Hindus, you know. And we have had a very interesting, harmonious relationship, you know, or interfaith relationship.
So it sounds as if there is no problem in Zanzibar.
No, I'm talking, when you talk about problems are multifaceted. There are so many problems can be divided in many areas, you know. When it comes to social, here we're talking about social life. I don't think we have any social problems there. But the problem that we have in Zanzibar, well, so far, is political, you see? And if you see in the political groupings, you'd find all those religious followers, you know, mixing up, you know. Some are supporting one political grouping and the others are supporting another political grouping. So politics is the thorny issue in Zanzibar.
Your Excellency, earlier you talked about the corruption and the ambition of African leaders that led to the devaluation of many African currencies. In your opinion, what can be done to revalue African currencies?
To revalue African currencies, you know, it is very challenging, you know, because first of all, let's go to the actual history. There I didn't have enough time, you know, to describe what happened. What happened is that, you know, some of the African leaders that were engaged in providing the best social services to their people, you know, through various programs, you know, say socialized housing, socialized medical services, you know, socialized education. They had to find money from somewhere. Now, what they did that, they always ran deficit budgets or deficit on their budgets. And then what happens? You see, to balance the budget, they had to go and borrow money from somewhere. Now, who is the banker of last resort? He's the central bank, you see? Because
okay,
you can borrow money from other financial institutions like banks, you know, but because banks have certain requirements that they cannot give you the money that you want, they can lend you what they can afford to lend you. Central bank, see, the central bank belongs to the government, right? So the Minister of Finance in those days, you know, before we had enacted laws, you know, to keep central banks separately, you know, from politics. In those days, the Minister of Finance could command the central bank, you know. So the governments would do what? Go to the central bank, present an IOU, all right? Called the Treasury Bill. The central bank, you know, keeps that. And the central bank, where does they get the money? They print it. So the practice continued over and over and over again. Now, instead of repaying those debts, you know, governments did what? They just service.
This is in the past.
Yes.
Now, I know that you have to rush back to the session, so I'm not going to hold you much further. What is the future for Tanzania?
I'll tell you one thing. You see, if you want to chart your way into the future, you have to know your past very well, present, and then you can chart your way there into the future. So past plus present equals the future. So that's why I said, let's go to the mistakes that we made. And once you understand the mistakes that you made, then you can sit down, you know, and chart the way forward on how to rectify those mistakes.
We seem to be at the same place, talking about the past and not looking at the future.
You see, you seem to be a little bit critical, you see, of my opinion. You ask for my opinion, and this is my opinion. I'm not living in the past. I want to live. I'm living now. And my children, I want my children to live in the future, see? But they're already living now. And perhaps I might be lucky to get a glimpse of the future. But to me, I have this past memory. And I try to use it, you know, to make sure that the mistakes that have been committed there, we don't commit them in the future. Now, if I may finish with the question, what do we do? What do governments do? Well, I think it's difficult, but still, it can be done, you know, to revalue the currencies, you know. But then, would it be possible for governments to do that? The first action would be to run balanced budgets. No more debt taking. You see, pay all the debts or pay all the bills. Can you do that? Do African economies have the potential to do that? The answer is no, not now. Because our economies, you know, are not strong enough to sustain themselves.
Sir President, any more thing you want to say?
Well, just would like to thank you very much, you know, for the wonderful work you are doing here in Northern Ireland. And to thank you again for inviting us here and hosting us the way you did. We are pleased. We are very happy.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.